and now evangelist David Shannon.
This morning in a Bible class, we were studying from John the 15th chapter. And as we studied John the 15th chapter, we had good discussion. I enjoyed the class very much. And this morning we discussed much about the true vine and we studied much about the husbandman, but we just ran out of time when it came around to that third part of the vineyard, and that's the branch. So for a few moments this evening, I want to review the first two and then go into greater detail about the branch because that's too important for us to leave out because that's us. And we need to know what the true vine and what the husbandman expects out of us and to know how they identify what a branch is so we can see if we are in that category, and let's hope we are. Read with me the first 8 verses of John, the 15th chapter. "I am the true vine," Jesus said, "and my Father is the husbandman. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away. Every branch that beareth fruit, he purgeth it, that it may bring forth more fruit. Now ye are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. Abide in me, and I in you, as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine, no more can ye, except ye abide in me. I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me ye can do nothing. If a man abide not in me, he is cast forth as a branch, and is withered. And men gather them, and cast them into the fire, and they are burned. If ye abide in me, and my words abide in you, ye shall ask what ye will, and it shall be done unto you. Herein is my Father glorified, that ye bear much fruit. So shall ye be my disciples." As Jesus spoke these words, he had probably just left the upper room with the disciples and with the apostles. He had left this room, and on the way, for some reason, maybe they saw a vine, maybe one of them was just talking about the vine, and because it was a common subject of that day and time. And so Jesus takes this opportunity to express to them who is the true vine, who is the caretaker of that vine, and who is the branches that make up the vineyard of the kingdom of heaven. Now, this is the 7th I am statement. And it perhaps is one of the most important. I guess it's hard to single out one as the most important. But yet this one does include the relationship of us three, if you want to think about Jesus Christ, the Father, and our relationship. All three of us are included in that. So we need to think about this story, this teaching very carefully of "I am the true vine." Now, it was easy for them to relate to this because the vine was very common to them in that day and time. Also, as we studied this morning, the teachings of the vine spiritually was very common because they could go back to Isaiah, the 5th chapter, and they could see where the Lord said that Israel was the vineyard and that the Lord would build a hedge around them and that He would protect that vineyard so that the seed could be delivered. But also in that day and time, it was of such importance that they had a vine on their coin. They even had a carving of a vineyard on their gateway into the temple. So you see, it was something very important to them. He was not just taking something that they would think of as just common, but yet even spiritually, the vineyard was very important to them. So now He's taking something that they are well aware of, the fact of raising a vineyard and pruning and casting out the branches. They understand all of this, but yet they also hold it highly within their mind spiritually as well. So perhaps this is one of the most moving teachings that He could give to those apostles in that day, because it wasn't just an earthly parable. It was something they already held very highly spiritually. And so with that in mind, He said, "I am the true vine." Today, we need to think about that same statement here this evening. I am the true vine. You see, every one of us attach ourselves to something. What do you attach yourself to? Do you attach yourself to yourself? Maybe you're proud that you're a good person, and that's good. But are you so proud of self and always looking out for self that self would be number one on your list? that you just really don't have quite enough time for some of the things that you should be doing spiritually because you have to take care of self. Maybe you don't read your Bible quite like you should, but you always eat. You always go out and do the things you want to do, but yet you don't always get around to the spiritual things that you should. It's very easy to be attached to self. It's also very easy for us to be attached to family. And oh, how dangerous it is for us to be attached to family, but I'm sure you know as well as I do that there are so many thousands of souls out around about us right here in Gaston that say, well, yes, I see what you're saying, I see what the Bible says, but my grandmother, she just didn't believe that. And oh, I can't go against what my grandmother believed. Or you know, that's not what my father always taught me. My father taught me something else, and I see that God's Word says something different, but I just can't go against what my father taught. Or maybe we just in our relationships, even though we believe the Word, we put family before God. We put a spouse before God. We put a child, a grandchild, a grandparent, any relative. It's easy to do. It's easy to attach ourselves to something else. It's easy to attach ourselves to hobbies, to things we enjoy doing. It's easy to attach ourselves to our jobs. And especially in this day and time with so many in the workforce today, their main goal is to move up. They want to grow and to be at the top of the success ladder. And so that takes up all of their time and all of their attention. Brethren, do you see that Jesus, now listen, is the true vine. We need to attach ourselves. That fruit grows on the vine. We need to attach ourselves to Jesus. We do not need to let anything come between that true vine and us. It needs to be a direct supremacy relationship. Is that the way it is in our life? You see, as we read these few verses here, I want you to just notice, if you will, look with me at the fourth verse. How do you have Him as the true vine? Verse 4, abide in me as I in you. Well, what will that do for us? You can't bear fruit without Him. Look at verse 5, I am the vine, you are the branches. He that abideth in me. Well, what does it do for us? It bringeth forth much fruit because you can't do anything without Him. Look at verse 6, if a man abide not in me, he's cast out because that's a branch that's not bearing. Look at verse 7. If ye abide in me, my words are in you. And you can ask what you want and it'll be given to you. Notice there, over half of these verses we read, the entire verse concentrates on the fact of abiding in Jesus, the true vine. Anytime we separate ourselves from that vine, we have separated ourselves from the only life. Remember the I am statements. I am the way, the truth, the life. I am the resurrection and the life. I am the door. I am the good shepherd. Anytime we separate ourselves from this true vine, we've separated ourselves from those things, from eternal life, from the doorway into heaven, from having a leader, a shepherd to direct our path. Brethren, we, no matter how special our family is, and no matter how good we are and how easy it is to love us, none of us are worth the love above Jesus Christ. He's the true vine. But He also said that the Father is the husbandman. The Father is the one that is the vine dresser. Now, we spent quite a bit of time on this morning, and I'll just say a few words about it and we'll move on. I need to realize that I need that Father. Because He's the only one that truly knows me. He's the only one that knows exactly how much of me needs to be pruned out and cut back. He's the only one that knows us as a body. He's the only one that can take someone out of the church and add those to the church. Oh, we can fellowship and we can fellowship in and we can fellowship out, and we're commanded to do both of those. But yet when it comes to a power play, you and I have no power in the church. You and I just have the power to carry out the commandments, but not power for who's in and who's out. I guess we could say, if you wanted to be technical, we do have power over one soul in the church, and that's our own. I do have the power to take myself out or to put myself in. But I have the power over no one else. You see, the Father is the husbandman. The Father is the vine dresser. The Father is the one who prepares us or destroys us, depending on what we choose. And that leads us to our third point tonight. He is the vine dresser over the branches. You see, He does not have to worry about the vine itself. The vine itself is okay. The main vine is strong. It's truth. He doesn't have to worry about cutting bad places out of it because that's the true vine. There is no falsehood. There is no defects. There is no weak points in the true vine. The only weaknesses comes in the branches, and that's you and I. But let's make sure that we're a part of that branch. Let's make sure that we're connected to the vine because that's the only way we find our strength in the Lord. Let's notice a few things about these branches. Read with me verse 2 and 3 again. Every branch, now notice, in Me that beareth not fruit, He taketh away. And every branch that beareth fruit, He purgeth it, that it may bring forth more fruit. Now ye are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. Brethren, are you a branch tonight? Without doubt in your mind, do you know that you are a branch on the true vine and that there's no disconnection there, there's no pruning, and you're not laying over here in the pile of branches that's going to be burned? Do you know that without fact? There's a few ways we can find out in this passage. As we just read, verse 3, if your life is cleaned by the Word, that's a good sign that you are a branch. When's the last time you have read the Word and you have changed some way in your life because of the Word? If it's been recently, that's a good sign that you're part of the vine. But if you kind of scratch your head and say, you know, I can't remember ever reading the Word and changing my life, that's a good sign that you may have already been cast out. Now you see, we may fellowship with you and we may think that you're the strongest spiritual person around and your friends and neighbors may know you as a Christian. What we're speaking about here has nothing to do with what man thinks. You see, if I were to take care of a vine, I might overlook some branches that should be pruned. That's not the case with this husbandman. That's not the case with this vine dresser. He never makes a mistake. He knows what branches are really serving Him and producing, and He knows which ones are not. In this case, if you have not purified your life by the Word, I doubt, it's not for me to say, but for this verse to say that you're not on the vine. Also, we read verse 2. Verse 2 tells us that if we're not producing, we're not a branch on that vine. Now, what do we have to produce here? We have to produce fruit. What kind of fruit? Fruit produces fruit of like kind. The seed produces a fruit of a like kind. Here, as He taught this teaching to them, you notice that last phrase in verse 8? After He gave them all this teaching, He said, so shall ye be My disciples. My disciples, what's that? My followers. What's a follower? One that is like the leader. One who is going in the same direction. One who at the end is at the same place that the leader is. The one who carries on, imitates. Are we that branch? Are we the one that we bear of the like kind? We're Christians and we bear people that are trying to be Christ-like as well. If we can't say that we have not set forth an effort to do this, can we say that we are of the true vine? Or have we been cast out and we're in the pile that is to be burned? It's thought-provoking. I want us to also see just a few other points that also were fruits. Now, I believe firmly that helping others find Christ is one of the greatest fruits that is spoken of here. But there are other fruits spoken of here. Just as we finished up reading verse 8, look at verse 9. Verse 8 finished with the thought of the fruit bearing. Here's what verse 9 says. As the Father hath loved me, so have I loved you. Continue ye in my love. That is one form of fruit bearing. To continue in the love. What kind of love? The same kind of love that Jesus had for the Father, He said, you have for me. Brethren, do we have that love? It's a love that is never dying. It's a love that gave up everything of self to the Father. Are we willing to give up everything of self for Jesus Christ? It goes back to that earlier point. What are we attached to? Notice also verse 11, we see another fruit. If ye keep my commandments, ye shall abide in my love, even as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in His love. If we want to abide on that vine and we want to produce a fruit, the fruit that is going to be produced by the branches is obedience to commandments. He obeyed the Father. Do we obey His commands? Also, notice verse 11. We see another that we probably very seldom think about, the fruit. These things have I spoken unto you, that my joy might remain in you, and that your joy might be full. Are we happy? Are we joyous? Do we find pleasure in things that Christ found pleasure in? I'm sure that Christ found a great pleasure in being able to help save the world, being able to offer a plan of salvation. I'm sure He found pleasure in keeping the Father's commandments and having a love which is obeying the Father. We could go on and on listing the spiritual pleasures that Jesus had. Do we have those same joys that Jesus had? If we're the branch that is connected to the true vine, we should have those joys, those pleasures. Look at verse 16. We'll see another. Ye have not chosen me, but I have chosen you and ordained you that ye should go and bring forth fruit, and that your fruit should remain, that whatsoever ye shall ask of the Father in my name, He may give it you. Answered prayers is perhaps another of the greatest fruits. You see, if we are of the true vine and we truly are a branch of that true vine, we're going to have answered prayers. No doubt about it. He states over and over in these last few chapters that all we have to do is ask in His name, and that the Father will grant us that. This evening, are you a branch? You see, it takes yourself being really honest and really soul searching, because you may be fooling yourself, as we saw that Saul did this morning. Saul thought when he came back from that battle that he had done a great thing by bringing back these things to sacrifice, but yet he was very disobedient. He had fooled himself. Then he tried to fool Samuel. Are you trying to fool anyone? You may fool us on earth, but it's not worth it. If you're detached from that true vine, do something about it tonight. Think about the rewards in your life. Do you have a love? Do you have an obedience? Do you have a joy? Do you have answered prayers? If not, you're not of that true vine. Brethren, here at East Gadsden, we have a huge task before us. We have a very, very small population in the Lord's church in comparison to the number of people living in this town. We can change that. There's no doubt about it. All we have to do is ask the Father, and He'll answer our prayers. That is, if we're the true branch on a true vine. You see, the problem is, there has never... Now please note this. There has never been a branch that produced one fruit laying over in the pile to be burned. Never once. You see, you and I can come together and we can put some beautiful leaves on this vine. You and I can come together and we can make that vineyard look so beautiful. But the fact is, if we're not bearing fruit, we're fooling ourselves. The fact is, we're not really the vineyard. We've made ourselves believe it here upon this earth. But the husbandman, God the Father, has already cast us out. So tonight, for your soul's sake, and for the sake of the many lost around us. If you're separated from the true vine, don't stay in that condition. Mention the lost around you in your prayers daily. The Father says all you have to do is ask and He'll help you. If you mention their names and you make the effort, you've done everything you can do. But if not, you're not that vine, you're not that branch that has produced fruit. Then we're in a dangerous situation. We're in the situation of being cut off.